Hello sports fans and welcome to your Saturday Sport Wrestling Roundup with me, Robert Evans. Now we're going to talk about SOS March Madness, which took place last night in Harwich. What a show, what an event, as you can probably hear from my voice. I had a good time, I certainly did. But let's first of all talk of CXW Massive happening on the March 30th this year. Yes indeed do. Kicking off the main event, we've got Leonardo Darwin, the dastardly Leonardo Darwin. Oh yes, indeed do. The Good Doctor taking on Big Effin' Jove in a Prodigy Street Fight for the CXW title. Wow! Wow! If that's not good enough for you, another title match sees the wonderful, the star of the Nina Samuels Show and the host of the Nina Samuels Show, Miss Nina Samuels herself, the current CXW Women's Champion, take on the marvellous Miss Millie McKenzie. Oh, it's going to be a barn burner for sure. Now, in a change to the advertised matches, the UK Pitbulls will not be taking on Critical Mass because they've unfortunately had to pass up the opportunity for the due to injury. But as a replacement for the UK Pitbulls, they'll be defending their titles in a dog collar match with CXW Originals, Carl Hatless and Mad Dog. Yes, indeed do. The Beards. They're coming to CXW Massive. Also, a sassy street fight sees Joey Naylor, the champion of the CXW Extreme title, take on Sassy Bear Challenge, Sassy Bear, and a Sassy Bear Clarence, of course, that is, and the Retro Dude, Rudy Root, in a Sassy Street fight for the CXW Extreme title. Oh, it's going to be good. So good. Also, we've got Damien taking on Blue Kane in a casket match, the second casket match from CXW. And if you saw last year's toe-to-toe, oh, that was off the chart, wasn't it, really? It was, but hey, don't take my word for it. Check out the video footage on YouTube and get yourselves the tickets to CXW Massive on the 30th. Also, the best of Brit Rest as Johnny Storm takes on Shah Samuels, the East End Butcher. It's going to be the great Wonder Kid versus East End Butcher. Oh, that's going to be so good. And the Knights, yes indeed, father and son, take on the British top team. Oh, it's going to be so good. Now, another changed event. I don't know who it is, but the Fierce Latin will not be taking Tim Strange, so unfortunately he's had to pull out. But Tim Strange will have an opponent that is due to be announced. But as soon as it's announced, we will mention it on next week's show. I promise you that much now. Right. Now then, let's get on to some more breaking news. Stone Market Slam is the week before CXW Massive. And oh, that is just such an awesome card as well. Let's talk about that, shall we? Let's talk about the Stone Market Slam, shall we? Why not? As World War Wrestling presents Stone Market Slam 12. Yeah, and I've been to Stone Market Slam, and wow, what an event, I must admit. They do put on a great show. Absolutely. Right, so I can get the information up about it. Let's have a look. Thank you. That's what I want. As the match has been announced so far, let's have a look, see if I can find out any information for you. Yes, this one's going to be exciting. It's Tag Team Championship action as the Rebellion take on the Dead Sea Skulls. Oh, yeah, yes. For their Tag Team titles. Well, it's a Tag Team Championship match. Also, Callie Gray, who we saw in action last night at SOS March Madness, takes on KM Lane. Oh, if that's not good enough for you. Making his return to the World War Wrestling, it's the Lightning Kid, Ollie Blake. Yes, he'll be there as well. As will the Sky Smithson taking with her women's title, taking on Violet Knight. Oh, it's going to be brutal. It will be brutal, but not as brutal as TJ Sky taking on the irrepressible, indefeatable Mark True. In the first time ever singles match. Oh, yes, indeed, do. And Danny Blaze takes on Mike Burr for the World War Wrestling Heavyweight Championship. It all takes place at Stone Market Slam 12 on March 24th in Mid-Suffolk Leisure Centre. Get your tickets from worldwarwrestling.com. Right, now for the meat of the bones. Now for the big matter. There you go. You heard it from Mr. Parrish himself. Yes, indeed do. I'll try and fit that in somehow. I'll try and put it in for you. Yes, indeed. Right. Now then, back to SOS March Madness, shall we? Talk about tag team. Yes, we'll talk about tag team finals. Why not? Because unfortunately, EAK, the East Anglian Killers, had to forfeit their titles due to injury. Very sad news for that, but there you go. Which meant that the winners of the tag team finals become the brand new SOS Tag Team Champions. And boy, the SOS did not disappoint. Believe me, it's the most fun I've ever had at an SOS event since becoming an SOS fan at Christmas in the Cage 3. But first, we kicked off with the open challenge, of course. Walking Wild taking on Ryan Bourne and Callum Cruz. Yes. And what a seesaw match it was. But unfortunately, the winner went to Walker and Wild, walking away with the win there. Now, the second match of the night was Johnny Storm, the Wonder Kid, taking on beautiful Bobby Knuckles in a great sportsmanship-filled match. I kid you not, it was great matches. It was a great match. Great sportsmanship, great handshakes and that. Chef's kiss. Beautiful match it was. Unfortunately, the winner there was, of course, beautiful Bobby Knuckles. Now, the next match was one that I had divided loyalties on, I must admit, which was the Mike Illingworth and Heidi Katrina taking on Nova Jack and the Miz and the returning Lexi in a mixed tag match. And boy, I must admit, I must have been the only person cheering for Heidi Katrina purely because, no, I mean, it wasn't a shake against Lexi or Nova Jack Miz because I love them both, you know. I love Nova Jack, I do. But I have been in a film with Heidi Katrina. It was the first time I got a chance to see her fight in action. She's over in Poland at the moment, so. But, yeah, last night, oh, boy, she did not disappoint. It was International Women's Day as well yesterday, don't forget. And, yeah, let's say that she was not best pleased with Mike Illingworth and JP Daydream, who accompanied Mike Illingworth to the ring. She was not best pleased with either of them. At the end of the match, she dropped them. Dropped them like a good one. Absolutely. And, of course, the winner was, of course, who else but Nova Jack Miz and Lexi. Well done to them. Then we took an interview. Then we came up with JP Daydream's Teddy Bear Picnic. Yes, indeed. This is where the fun began for me, personally. If you didn't know, JP Daydream had sent out a message for SOS saying that he wanted everyone to bring a teddy bear. I kid you not. And if you brought a teddy bear on that night, you would be part, an honorary member, of Team Friendship. Now, if it doesn't get but it doesn't get funnier than that, but yes, Team Showbiz, we brought our teddy bears. We brought three, in fact, a really big one, a rucksack, and of course, Billy Bear. If you want to know who Billy Bear is, it's Billy Butlins. Yes, he comes from Butlins, so there you go. Yes, a very special bear. But yeah, we took our teddy bears, and yes, before anyone asks, if you've seen the photo on Facebook, I did get in the ring. I joined in with the teddy bear picnic. I'm 50 years old and I'm doing this. Why? But it was fun. It was fantastic. Sadly, though, the teddy bear picnic had to come to a screeching halt as Richie and Landon Wolf interrupted proceedings. Boo on them. But once the ring cleared, and someone said to me, like, you out there pretty sharpish. I'm like, yeah, I'm like Yogi. I'm smarter than the average bear. But anyway, moving through along. But upshot of that, of their interruption and the Teddy Bears picnic match, who would come out? None other than the SOS champion himself, AJ Boogie. And boy, I tell you something, Kingsway Hall was boogieing that night. Oh yes, boogieing was absolutely in order for last night at the Kingsway Hall in Harwich. And why? He's challenged Richie for the title. Oh yes, indeed you do. At Off the Rails. Oh yes, SOS Off the Rails. That's going to be a match. Oh, no. It gets better than that. Yes, indeed. Richie is challenged for the title. All right, that's held by AJ Boogie. He's challenged for the World Heavyweight title. But let's just say AJ Boogie has upped the stakes a bit, shall we? It won't just be a title match. No. It will be a hair versus hair title match. Oh, the loser will be shaved completely bald. You won't be so much a Rich T, be more of a Gary Baldy, but there you go. If you were at the event, you know what I'm talking about. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. But anyway, moving swiftly along then. Our next match was, of course, the triple threat match between Samson, Franklin, and Captain Corvus. Oh, yes, Captain Marcus Corvus. Where's the rum gone? That's what I want to know. There you go. And it was a back and forth. Samson was not basically letting anything go happening, but Franklin was not best pleased with Samson, called him an idiot and all that sort of stuff right towards the end of the match, which caused Captain Marcus Corvus to take the match for the win. Absolutely well done to you, sir. Next up, we had Callie Gray taking on Oscar. Now, kid you, Callie Gray came out, and the first thing Jackie said to me was like, oh, someone's been using Deep Heat. You know, it's that sort of smell you can catch. You know, it's like, if you know the smell of Deep Heat, you'll know what I'm talking about. So there you go. But yeah, it was a great match. Absolutely great match. And let's just say, Callie Gray took Oscar to school. He certainly did. And the winner of that match, Callie Gray. So there you go. Right, now the next match I have on my list was, of course, the final of the tag team tournament, the main event, as the upper echelon took on the team of Sullivan King and Mickey B. Unfortunately, due to shenanigans, we're talking title belts, we're talking belts to the face and all that, Sullivan King got wiped out by the upper echelon of team of Richie and Landon Wolf, and they became the new SOS Tag Team Champions. But in a twist of events, it doesn't stop there. No, 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 no. Absolutely not. Because Mike Illingworth came out with JP Daydream, right, to congratulate the boys. Congratulate them. However, it wasn't all that. Mike Illingworth called Aaron Warnes a bottle job, right? He said he didn't need a partner, did Mike Illingworth. He didn't need a partner. Turned to JP Daydream and said, I didn't need a friend. And of course, the others went, aww. Then he said the words that really lit Kingsway Hall alight. He said, I needed a best friend, meaning JP Daydream, meaning, yes, indeed, you do. Mike Illingworth, the gifted one, has turned on the upper echelon. He's left the upper echelon. Wait, wow! If that's not big enough. He then reminded JP Daydream that because he won the Christmas in the Cage Rumble last year, that's Christmas in the Cage Rumble 3, which me and Jackie Collins were at, he had a title match for any title. And what better time than to have it for the SOS Tag Team titles as Team Friendship took on the upper echelon. Yeah, I guess better than that. We didn't have to wait long for that match to happen. No, 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 no. Because Team Friendship made that match for that very night straight away. Wow, what a match it was as well. And I am proud to say, and I'm happy to say, the winners and new SOS Tag Team Champions are Team Friendship. Yes, indeed. And there was a ring invasion. Oh, you cannot believe there was a ring invasion. But before that, they called in Mike Tyrrell. As Mike Edwards basically derided the upper echelon for what they've become. They've taken Landon Wolf, a 15-year-old, right? And they've corrupted him. It wasn't supposed to be like that. The upper echelon was supposed to be about pride and honour and respect. And look what it's become. It's become a massive heel faction. Led by, of course, the boss, Paul Tyrrell, right? Let's make no bones about that. Okay. But JP Daydream has opened up Mike Inworth's eyes to what the upper echelon were. And it gets better than that. Mike Illingworth not only turned on the upper echelon, but he also told Paul Tyrrell exactly what he thought of him and said to him, is it what he wanted? Is this what he wanted? What he wanted the upper echelon to be? Mike Illingworth told Paul Tyrrell, be a man. Do something. And Paul Tyrrell did. He took off his upper echelon shirt to reveal an SOS wrestling shirt. Wow! So Paul Tyrrell has turned face. I can't believe I'm just saying that. I really am. But yes, what an emotion event. What emotion time. And then there was a ring invasion. Oh, as the whole of the Teddy Bear Picnic Team Friendship celebrated the Team Friendship Tag Team win, including myself. And I could not be happier. Two times I was in an SOS ring. I cannot believe that happened last night. I'm still buzzing from it, I must admit. But what an event. SOS always bring the big guns to every event they do. I can't believe this. But don't forget, in April, I return to Culture Charter Hall with not only the biggest show of April. I kid you not. They bring, last year, at Seasons Beatings, who'd they bring? Gangrel. And man, I tell you, speaking to the fans sitting there ringside, that was a great match. That really was a great match, you know. Gangrel and Richie. Superb. But this year, when they hit Culture Charter Hall in April, they have got a very special guest. Absolutely. Former WWE superstar on April the 14th, bell time 3 p.m. Meet and greet the stars at 2 p.m. at Culture Charter Hall. They've got former WWE superstar, Eugene! Oh, yes, indeed. Eugene will be at SOS Wrestling at Culture Charter Hall on the 14th of April. Do not miss it. Get your tickets now via Ringside World, of course. But, yeah, it's going to be great. It's going to be superb. I mean, yeah. Live Threat Wrestling, the Stars of Slam, SOS Wrestling, bring you Eugene and a whole host of other stars as well. It is worth the price of ticket alone. Don't buy it. Do get your tickets and get yourselves alongside to see SOS at the Celtic Charter Hall on April 14th. This has been your Wrestling News Roundup. Thank you very much, and I'll see you ringside on the 24th of April at World War Wrestling's Stone Market Slam. See you there. Our new Wrestling News Roundup comes to you each and every Saturday here on Radio V75. And just to remind you, just a little hint before I go. I'm in talks with Team Friendship to come on the show for an interview. I can't wait. It's going to be superb. That's your Wrestling News Roundup. Take care of yourselves. Until next week, stay classy, and I'll see you ringside. Bye now.